like we do each week, we start things out talking about a few of the travel news headlines with travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. Can you believe it's May 1?
May 1, May Day. Not May Day as in emergency, but it's May Day. It's like it's a holiday in certain countries around the world, hey?
Well, hopefully it's beginning for spring for us and nicer weather.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's talk about some of the news headlines the past week. Passport wait times. Oh, my goodness. If you've let your passport expire or you need a new one, you're going to be waiting.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Service Canada says it's seen a big boost in demand for passport renewals, which is made for long lineups and longer waits for documents. So if you were mailing in an application, the federal agency aims to process passports within 20 business days, but right now the wait is averaging 26 days. And just to give some perspective, Service Canada processed nearly 1.3 million passports between April 1, 2021 and March 31, 2022. So that's a sharp increase from roughly 360,000 passports process over the previous fiscal year. If you're going somewhere, make sure that you check your expiry date because a lot of countries need it to be valid 6 months from your return date. And Service Canada is trying to speed up the process. They've created a simplified renewal process that doesn't require a guarantor or original documents. It's also set up processing hubs across the country and hired 500 new agents to process the paperwork. It's very much something that you should be monitoring.
I was getting paranoid. I had to check my passport, and it's good till like 2024 or something like that. So, but I was nervous. Like, when is my passport renewal coming up?
And I would recommend people for value for money get the 10-year one.
Yeah. Yeah, my children have that. WestJet travel credits. I thought this was interesting. The travel credits allowed to expire as, you know, they're not a gift card. So interesting ruling by a BC court.
Right. So the BC Court of Appeal has ruled in favor of WestJet in a class action lawsuit dating from 2020. The court case stems from experiences of a Vancouver resident who was given a WestJet travel bank credit after purchasing, then later voluntarily canceling a flight. WestJet travel credits expire a year after issue. So while the traveler subsequently used a portion of her credit, the remainder was lost after the travel bank credit expired. So she took the WestJet to court. The judge's decision was that the passenger purchased a prepaid flight, not a gift card, gift certificate, or otherwise. So it may have repercussions for other Canadian airlines and thousands of customers affected by pandemic-era cancellations.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would bet that other airlines would follow suit once there's one court ruling, unless it's appealed or something. Usually they follow suit with the other airlines. I don't necessarily disagree with it. But another thing to check, though, right? While you're checking your passport, if you have a credit, you might want to check the date on that and use it up when you can. Let's talk about the other story, seniors looking to check off from their travel bucket list destination, and multi-generational travel is on the rise, too.
It is. And for multi-generation, they want to travel with their kids and their grandkids. And many people, retirees, are very pleased of the federal government's decision to drop COVID-19 tests for entering or re-entering Canada as of April 1. They're taking advantage of deals that are in the marketplace with flexible terms and conditions, as well as some low deposits. Demand is very high for the same destinations popular before the pandemic: Hawaii, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Western Europe. And since the U.S. CDC lifted its travel risk warning for cruise ships at the end of March, cruise vacations are gaining ground. And it's really nice to see that business is picking up. We waited for it for such a long time.
No kidding. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Always fun to chat, Onanta. We'll do it again next week.
You bet. Take care.